Race wars. Real race wars. Do you think
different minority groups would team up if there was a real race war?
Oh, yeah, Patrice has that bit.
Does he?
Yeah.
Whoops, says, my bad.
So you're a hack.
Yeah,
so way to be a hack on your own. But no, I think it would...
I'm deleting this one too, dude. We're getting Adam back. We're bringing Adam back.
Yeah. I think it would be, I think it would be like Asians would go with white people.
Mm-hmm.
Mexicans would go...
Mexicans would team up with the blacks, right?
Yeah. I think Mexicans and like Indians.
Ooh, no, no, no. Indians.
That'd be 50-50. You don't know which way they go. Because, dude, I'm in Midtown. I see a lot of like young Indian kids and they're just like, they act black. Like they drop
the
N-bomb.
They act black in the way they drop the N-bomb. They act black in the way the white guys act black. See, we don't have wiggers anymore. Indians stole that from us. So they're
they
like,
culturally appropriated
stole
our culture.
No, no. Because the Indians, because they're all their families are like affluent. All their families are like doctors that make, you know, millions of fucking dollars. So they're rich kids. All the Indians are rich kids. Oh, pretty much, dude. Like the average income for like an Indian family in America is like $100,000.
Nice.
That's the average.
But
yeah, no, they stole Wiggerdom from it because there aren't any more. They don't have them.
Dude, I don't know, man. I think you got
to
go.
No, that's just like the strongholds. Yeah.
Dude, I'll tell you this. Northern California, like Podunk, Northern California.
Yeah.
Like, oh, some good Colorado trash.
But yeah. I mean, like a guy that's like, one of those guys are still.
Very few. But
no,
you
but you're right, though. As a culturally, though, culturally, there's way more like Indian dudes doing that right now and just Indian people in general. South Asian, I would say.
There was a kid that I remember from middle school that would walk around with like a very affected pimp limb. Like that from class to class.
Remember, there was a terrifying white
kid. People were like,
my...
that's just how he is. That's his thing.
There was
and
a
it's
kid,
like, I guarantee you he's not doing that now at whatever bank he works at.
I don't even want to say this guy's full name because he was legitimately terrifying.
Yeah,
his name was Andy, and he used to wear, I don't want to say his full name, he wore afro sheen in his hair. That's how big of a wigger he was.
Yeah,
straight up. All he'd be like, what's up, dog? But he was also a live wire.
Yeah,
that's why when Chappelle put out Killing Him Softly and he did that joke,
yeah, the joke about,
let me tell you about
that,
the most dangerous motherfucker in them groups.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately I thought of Andy. I was like, yeah, I know who that is, and that he's fucking crazy.
Yeah,
dude, Spider. We were talking about Spider. That's how it all got started.
Yeah.
One night, me and my friend Mike and Byron are sitting on Mike's driveway, right, and we're just hanging out. Suburbs, upper middle class neighborhood,
right.
Middle class to upper middle class neighborhood, straight up suburbs. And we're sitting there, and this fucking Cadillac just comes rolling down and takes a hard corner. And Byron goes, I think that's Spider's Cadillac. And I was like, yeah, but where's Spider going? He was going up the street towards our friend Joel's house. All of a sudden, the Cadillac just fucking turns around, flips a bitch, and starts driving towards us. And we're like, well, this is kind of getting weird.
Right.
Fucking across the street, over the street, up the driveway. We're like, ah! We just take off, go around the side of the house, to Mike's house, jump the fence, get into his house and shut the sliding glass door and lock it. And fucking Spider and Andy are just at the door, fucking beating on it. We're like, ah! And
then why were you afraid of them?
Because they were going to kick the shit out of us.
For what? What did you do?
I don't know. They just started running at us. Dude, broke out at us. We were going to stand there and be like, let's figure out what's going on.
Right.
These two dangerous dudes. And they chased. Obviously, they were going to try to fuck us up.
Holy shit. They chased us
in the backyard. Dude, that was... It was so crazy because it was one of the things where I ran in the house being like, yeah, we didn't have to do that. And I looked and I was like, ah! They were there. Like, ah!
There was like this guy that was like a wig that I remember when I was a teenager.
A wig.
Yeah. Because that's, you know, you get to say that word. So yeah. I want to fucking.
You're really going to, get your money's worth out of it.
Yeah, definitely. So, no, but he's like a dumb guy that had like a great line.
Yeah.
And it's still one of the funniest things I've ever heard. We're like sitting around like a table and these two girls were talking about like IQs or whatever. And one of them was like, well, my IQ is 120. So that's like really smart. And the other one's like, oh, really? Because mine's 121. You know, and they're like doing that back and forth. And this kid who's, you know, white bandana, white fitted cap, you know, like big white T-shirt. Where they dress like black guys, but then the clothes all have to be white. Like they have like the white Air Force Ones.
So
you know?
It makes them all look super pale.
Yeah. Well, they have to match their skin tone. They just do like a fucking, you know, like where they take like Sub-Zero and make him Scorpion.
Yeah.
So they look like a black guy. Like they just change. They do that. Where it's like the alternate outfit. Yeah.
Where you were like,
Mortal
oh, dude,
Kombat.
Check this out. This guy's got a white guy filter. Oh!
Yeah. Yeah, so he's sitting there
light
at the
blue
table.
Too. They like a lot of light blues.
Oh yeah. Carolina blue, baby. He's Star Heels.
He's sitting there at the chair, like as completely slouched as possible, yeah, with his like pants basically pulled down to his ankles, like he's fucking, you know, just as relaxed as possible. And they're talking about IQs, and he goes, "Man, I ain't even gonna bring my IQ up because you wouldn't, man, y'all wouldn't even believe me if I told you." And I was like, "What's your IQ?" And he goes, and he's like,
472. What a dipshit.
Dead serious.
What a dipshit.
472.
What a dipshit.
I was like hyperventilating. Yeah. I think because they delivered it in a way where it was like the funniest fucking
thing. Was he trying to be funny? Or was he
no, he was dead serious.
Oh, yeah. All those dudes.
He was dead serious.
All those dudes thought they were so smart.
Yeah, no, he was going to. I remember he was always like, "I work for BMW, man. I make six figures. I work for BMW. And he was a, like a detailer at like a BMW.
Dude, that's so funny. I totally forgot about those kids that would brag about adult stuff.
Yeah, there was
this white girl who was a wigger, and she reached out to me on Facebook.
Nice.
Because she saw me
recently.
Yeah, she saw me on Showtime. And so she was like, "Oh my God, you doing things." And I was like, "You're in your 30s. Yeah. You're still doing this? You're in your 30s. She was like, hot. I'll show you a picture of her. She was hot, but she would just fuck with like thugs.
Yeah,
hardcore thugs.
Right.
And she, we were in math class, and it's so funny you bring that up, people just straight lying. She go, "Yeah, my dad owns Bally's." And I was like, what?
Yeah. Didn't a company go out of business?
Yeah. But this was back when they were like kind of the hot thing.
They kind
of
were like, the hot gym for their
She goes, "Yeah, my dad be owning Bally's." I was like, "Why do you live in Aurora?" Yeah. And she was like, "Because my mom's from here. My dad wants me to like grow up like my mom." It's just like dumb shit like
that. Yeah, always a lie. Always a bullshit lie. Yeah.